Stabbing incident at MGM Grand Hotel leads to arrests. Three individuals have been taken into custody in relation to a stabbing incident that occurred earlier this week at the renowned MGM Grand Hotel on the Las Vegas Strip. The incident, which took place on Monday, July 3, led to the discovery of a man with stab wounds on the hotel's fifth floor. The subsequent investigation revealed a complex sequence of events involving prostitution, a heated dispute, and the intervention of an armed individual. This article delves into the details surrounding the case and the subsequent arrests. The incident and discovery. Authorities responded to reports of a man found stabbed on the fifth floor of the MGM Grand Hotel on Monday morning. The victim, who had sustained injuries to his left chest and left armpit, was promptly transported to UMC Trauma for medical attention. Investigations revealed that the victim had arranged to engage in prostitution with a woman named Faith Bennett at the hotel. While the victim and Bennett were on their way to the presumed room, they were approached by a second woman, Monica Juarez, who claimed to be an associate of Bennett. However, Juarez did not accompany them to the room. Subsequent reports indicate that an issue arose that upset Bennett, prompting her to ask the victim to leave. As the victim was searching for his shirt, he witnessed Nicholas Laws enter the room while brandishing a knife, seemingly attempting to defuse the escalating situation. However, the victim stated that he could not recall being stabbed before he tumbled through the hallway and ended up on the fifth floor. Identification and arrest. Video surveillance footage obtained by investigators implicated Faith Bennett, Monica Juarez, and Nicholas Laws as suspects in the stabbing incident. The three individuals were subsequently arrested. During the interview with detectives, they chose to exercise their right to remain silent and refused to provide any information regarding the stabbing. According to the arrest report, Bennett and Laws were identified as residents of California, while Juarez's residence remained unknown. While the investigation continues, the arrested individuals have remained tight-lipped, choosing not to cooperate with the authorities. As the legal process unfolds, more details may emerge, shedding light on the motives and circumstances surrounding this unfortunate incident at one of Las Vegas's most iconic establishments, the MGM Grand Hotel.